Kalorama, a recorded books High Bridge imprint, presents The New Fire, War, Peace, and Democracy in the Age of AI, by Benjamin Lewis Buchanan and William Andrew Imbrie, read by Stephen Bell Davies. Introduction. Fire begins with a tiny spark. The spark can come from two sticks rubbed together, a smoldering match left astray, an electrical fault, or any number of innocuous yet volatile triggers. The spark ignites and, with the right fuel, grows exponentially. What was once a nearly invisible flame can quickly turn into a small blaze and then explode into a wildfire that rips across landscapes and destroys everything in its path. Fire's power comes not just from its heat and smoke, but also from its acceleration and speed and force. Unchecked, it will rage and rage until there is nothing left to burn. And yet, for all the destruction that fire can bring, it is also the basis for civilization. From its earliest days, humanity's capacity to start, control, and stop fires was the prerequisite for warming caves and everything that followed. Many of the most consequential inventions, metal forging, steam propulsion, glass making, and electricity, arose from this ability. Some scientists theorize that even the development of the human brain itself depended on cooking meat over flames, which meant that food required less energy to digest. In so many ways, human beings learn to harness fire's exponential power, using its might for good and taming its dangers. Humanity has also wielded fire's destructive force. The Byzantine Empire used it to great military success, first during the siege of Constantinople in 672 AD, and then in the centuries that followed. In battle, Byzantine troops shot a specially formulated compound at their enemies, one that would burn even when it came into contact with water. Once the compound hit the target, the power of fire would kick in, torching enemy equipment and causing soldiers to flee. Since then, the flames of war have only become deadlier. Could there ever be another force so productive and perilous, one so essentially defined by the exponential growth of its core components? Welcome to the age of artificial intelligence. In choosing the metaphor of fire to explain this age, we reject the more common and more hopeful assertion that AI is the new electricity. Electricity is everywhere in modern life, so ubiquitous and so utterly mastered by our society that we take its safety for granted. Without a second thought, we dwell and work side by side with the massive buzzing wires that crisscross our neighborhoods and empower our lives, largely because of the professionalization of electricity generation, transmission, and usage. Nearly every modern human interaction with electrical current is a beneficial one. AI will follow the same path. So the electricity metaphor implies transforming society no less profoundly and no less positively. While that may be true one day, for now this view is far too rosy. We have not come close to mastering AI as we mastered electricity. Today we encounter AI as our distant ancestors once encountered fire. If we manage this technology well, it will become a tremendous force for global good, lighting the way to many transformative inventions. If we deploy it too quickly and without adequate foresight, AI will burn in ways we cannot control. If we harness it to destroy, it will enable more powerful weapons for the strongest governments on Earth as they engage one another in a combustible geopolitical competition. That the frequent analogy to electricity denies this wide range of possible outcomes doesn't make us more secure, only less prepared. Three sparks ignite the new fire: data, algorithms, and computing power. Today's AI systems use computing power to execute algorithms that instruct machines how to learn from data. Due to exponential growth in the size of datasets, the capability of algorithms and the power of computers, the age of AI has brought advances that have stunned even some skeptics. AI has demonstrated superb capability in areas ranging from speech and facial recognition to video generation, language translation, storytelling, and beyond. As a result of these advances, AI has come into our homes and our businesses. It empowers Siri and Alexa, provides recommendations as we navigate the web, helps steer our cars on the highway, and silently makes so many of the technological systems we use every day work better than before. Even more impressively, AI systems can now mimic decidedly human qualities, such as imagination and intuition. In rapid succession, these systems have reached milestones, including success at games that require fiendishly complex strategic planning, and breakthroughs in some of the hardest science problems that experts had once thought were more than a decade away. It is overwhelmingly likely that even more surprising and powerful AI advances will come in the years ahead. AI's new capabilities are both marvels and distractions. Too often, the discussion of AI focuses on what the technology can do, overlooking the people who invent, refine, and deploy it. Commentators make breathless predictions about the arrival of superintelligence capable of exceeding humanity's cognitive capabilities, but far less often do they consider how AI interacts with geopolitics. And yet history reminds us that from chariots to cannons, from airplanes to atomic bombs, more important than the innovation itself is how and why people wield it. An inquiry into AI must focus on us, how we harness the new fire, and for what purpose. This book is about human choices, the decisions people in governments, companies, and universities make about AI will prove to be some of the most consequential of this young century, both technologically and geopolitically. AI compels us to ask anew some fundamental questions about humanity. How do we govern? How do we fight? And perhaps most importantly, what do we fight for? We present three competing and sometimes overlapping views: the evangelists, warriors, and Cassandras, for what to do about this new technology. The evangelists believe that humanity should tend the new fire for the benefit of all. Those who hold this view believe that AI can transform human civilization for the better, and worry that using AI as a weapon of war and geopolitics distracts from all the good it can do for civilization. They are often AI researchers and pioneers themselves, motivated by the desire to solve intelligence as a means of cracking some of the thorniest mysteries in science. At a time when scientific discovery and invention seem more difficult than ever before, evangelists want to build machines that can see, create, plan, and aid humanity in reaching its full potential. Just like the discovery of fire, discoveries in AI, or by AI, will unlock a new standard of human life and a new level of understanding. If we manage it well, the evangelists believe the new fire's exponential force can propel us all forward and offer positive sum benefits for everyone. The warriors want to harness the new fire not only for science, but also for national security. Just as nearly every military since the Byzantines has been ready and able to burn its enemies with one kind of flame or another, many strategists today think that AI can be useful in deterring and winning wars. They believe that few matters are removed from geopolitical competition, and that nations will act on AI as they do on any other global issue, such as climate change or pandemics. As self-interested players, usually competing and only sometimes cooperating with one another. Democracies in particular must be ready to wield the new fire, warriors believe, or they risk watching from the sidelines as autocracies use AI to centralize control at home and extend their influence globally. To be slow to adapt is to cede the advantage to others. The need to deploy AI for security and geopolitical advantage might be unsettling to contemplate, the warriors acknowledge, but it would be naive to ignore it. Sometimes the world is more zero-sum than we would like to admit. The Cassandra's Fear, the new fire, named for the Trojan priestess whose prophecies were apt but ignored, they contend that AI is less useful and more dangerous than many proponents anticipate. While the warriors worry that democracies might be too slow to apply AI to national security, the Cassandras fear that nations might be too quick to do so. AI's intrinsic weaknesses concern them, as does its potential to be both powerful and inept. They warn that AI systems will catastrophically fail at moments of great importance. If deployed too quickly and without adequate foresight and ethical constraints, AI might be wildly destructive and negative-sum. Not in the sense of a vengeful Terminator, but rather in the emotionless might of a roaring blaze. We use the views of the evangelists, warriors, and Cassandras to reflect divergent assumptions and varying points of emphasis. But at times the lines between the categories blur. While some people may hold the same view across many issues at the intersection of AI and geopolitics, others shift perspectives depending on the question. An evangelist can worry about the risks of AI, just as a warrior or a Cassandra might believe in the technology's potential benefit for the common good. All three perspectives have their merits. AI is technically impressive, and it seems likely that the technology could assist the discoveries that will make life richer and better for much of humanity. At the same time, AI has already become a flashpoint between the United States and China, and between the forces of democracy and autocracy more broadly. Both superpowers invest billions of dollars each year in AI, not only to advance humanity, but also to gain an economic and military advantage over the other. This competition, like the new fire itself, is only accelerating. The warriors are right to want democracies to win, but the Cassandras are right to warn of a race to the bottom with deleterious effects on human rights, the reliability of the technology, and international security. The interplay between the three views will determine what AI can do, who will benefit from it, and which consequences will befall us. Representatives of each view will appear here in this book. Some push AI's technological frontier forward, making breakthroughs that were once unfathomable. Others marshal these inventions to advance the interests of their nations, whether democratic or autocratic. Still others urge caution, warning that we are crossing ethical lines or creating unintended consequences. Sometimes the Cassandras may succeed with their efforts to minimize risk, but geopolitical competition and AI research will nevertheless continue to accelerate. AI will shape statecraft, and statecraft will shape AI. AI and statecraft. First, we must explore the sparks of the new fire. Part 1, Ignition, examines the triad of data, algorithms, and computing power. These chapters show how modern AI systems mark a notable change from previous decades of software engineering. With some kinds of early AI and other traditional forms of software, developers gave instructions to their creations and watched those machines carry them out by rote. With modern AI, software developers instruct the system on how to learn, giving it data or environments from which to extract patterns and providing ample computing power. This different technical architecture creates the possibility of AI systems capable of making their own inventions and forming their own insights. As these chapters show, the geopolitical implications of the evangelists' technical advances in data, algorithms, and computing power are inevitable, and the warriors are quick to spot them. Academic contests and computer image recognition, which draw on massive datasets, prompt governments to develop tools to automate imagery intelligence analysis. Algorithms that dominate at some of the most complex board and video games on Earth spur military investments and advances. The creation of ever more powerful computer chips propels AI systems to new technological heights, yet also leads to fierce showdowns between rival nations over control of the supply chains for chip manufacturing equipment. But for as much as AI can surprise us with its successes, it can also confound us with its failures. Today's AI systems are astoundingly sharp in some areas and mind-bogglingly inept in others. Worse, the systems fail in ways that exacerbate pre-existing biases, give illusions of impartiality, provide little or no explanation for their decisions, depart dramatically from human expectations, reveal a total lack of understanding, and snowball into greater harms. All outcomes that portend significant negative geopolitical consequences. We close part one by exploring the technological roots of these failures, showing how they often emerge from the architecture of modern AI itself. Part two, Fuel, shows that despite AI's many failings, its successes are too seductive for the warriors to resist. Nations are already putting AI to use in service of their security interests. Government planners believe that AI will inevitably have strategic implications, and they covet the advantages it bestows on their nations. In this global competition, it is not just governments that matter, but also the private companies that invent cutting-edge technology. Yet the relationship between the private and public sectors is more contentious today than in the past, especially in the United States. Traditionally accustomed to leading the way in high-tech innovation, the Pentagon is now trying to catch up. It leans heavily and with mixed success on technology companies and academic researchers in its efforts to gain a military edge over other nations. In contrast, some strategists argue that China is more unified in its approach, if not always in its execution, drawing heavily on the products and employees of its domestic technology companies to tighten its autocratic grip. Both nations are using AI to invent the future of war and peace. Perhaps no invention in this geopolitical competition is more relevant or more controversial than lethal autonomous weapons. Warriors dream of an AI that transforms the battlefield, neutralizing incoming threats and targeting enemies as needed, while still adhering to ethical principles. They imagine new tactics and capabilities, like automatic threat identification, drone swarm warfare, and advanced missile defense. They assert that too much human oversight will slow combat down, that only AI-enabled systems can react rapidly enough against AI-powered aggressors, and that military systems and machines must become even more capable. These dreams are inching closer to reality. Many U.S. military leaders view lethal autonomous weapons as key to managing the threat from China, a nation of rapidly increasing concern to American defense planners. In coming to this view, the Pentagon draws on an array of tests showing how lethal autonomous weapons would increase the strength of the U.S. armed forces. China, meanwhile, says it would support prohibiting fully autonomous weapons on the battlefield, but that it is not opposed to their development or production, a position that seems untenable. Experts in the human rights and technical communities urge caution to both nations, warning that AI won't be up to the job of killing justly. Kinetic weapons are not the only way to do harm. Cyber capabilities are an essential tool of modern statecraft, and AI is poised to transform the digital landscape. AI systems already help plan, deploy, and thwart cyber operations, which have become only more potent and ubiquitous, Worse still, AI systems are themselves vulnerable to hacking and deception. They possess all of the regular weaknesses that plague other computer systems, plus new and vexing flaws. As geopolitical competition intensifies, warriors will compete to hack each other's autonomous systems, taking capabilities out of their creator's control and exploiting the weaknesses to gain an advantage over others. Even more insidiously, AI offers the prospect of automating propaganda and disinformation campaigns, adding more fuel to the new fire. AI can write text that seems genuine, generate videos that seem real, and do it all faster and cheaper than any human could match or detect. AI also shapes the terrain on which disinformation efforts unfold. It influences which stories appear on Facebook news feeds, which tweets show up on Twitter timelines, and which video pops up next on YouTube's autoplay. Major internet platforms have become arenas where worldviews clash every day, with malicious actors trying to coax corporate algorithms to make their messages go viral, and companies trying, and often failing, to use AI to keep disinformation and other forms of hate at bay. Part 3. Wildfire looks at how the flames can burn out of control. It focuses on how mitigating fear and achieving security is an indelible part of modern statecraft. But each nation's quest for its own security can threaten others and exacerbate fear, especially when new technology is involved. It is this fear that leads warriors to take AI out of research labs and incorporate it into weapon designs and war plans, including for nuclear conflict. Since arms control around AI is nascent at best, governments use AI to aid their intelligence efforts to gain peacetime advantages over others. Such fierce AI-enabled competition in peace and war only increases the potency of combat and the risks of inadvertent escalation. When it comes to geopolitical competition, a worrying possibility runs throughout this book, that AI will do more for autocracy than it will for democracy. In this view, autocrats will simply be better able or more willing to use AI to control people, information, and weapons. Unencumbered by privacy laws, they will have access to more data. They will use their central planning systems to drive algorithmic research and build ever faster computers, turning autocracy's biggest weakness, the need for centralization, into its greatest strength. AI will help entrench power within the state, aiding in surveillance and repression, and compelling private companies to assist as needed. For national security, the argument goes, AI will also improve the tools in the autocrats' arsenal, such as lethal autonomous weapons, cyber operations, and disinformation. In autocracies, ethical concerns will be nothing but minor speed bumps. Equally troubling is the growing consensus that democracies will struggle to adapt to the age of AI. If this consensus is accurate, privacy concerns, civil liberties, and ethics will hamper data collection and slow the adoption of technological advances, as at times should be the case, given the rights of citizens in democracies. Companies will continue to develop cutting-edge algorithms, but they will be used for increasing advertising effectiveness, improving product recommendations, or advancing medical treatments, not strengthening and securing the state. The will required for ambitious long-term public projects, including for developing advanced computing power, will never materialize in democracies consumed by political infighting. In this view, ethical concerns will make democratic governments hesitate to develop lethal autonomous weapons, even as autocracies' new capabilities, including hacking and disinformation operations, put democracies on the defensive. As a result, democracies might struggle in peacetime, lose battles in wartime, and fall behind autocracies in general. In the words of one of the most quoted AI thinkers of our moment, the historian Yuval Noah Harari, Technology favors tyranny. Yet nothing is as inevitable as these forecasts suggest. And this dystopian scenario will arise only if we mismanage the new fire. When it comes to AI, democracies have advantages. Dictatorships have flaws. For each subject of the chapters that follow, from technical matters like the three sparks of the new fire, through geopolitical subjects like lethal autonomous weapons, democracies have the opportunity to forge a way of using AI that assures, rather than undermines, their ideals and their security. It will not be easy. Democratic governments will have to deploy AI in concert with both their allies and their own private sectors. They will have to wield it to defend themselves, guard against its use as a tool of disinformation, and yet respect the human rights and fundamental values at the core of the social contract. Even the competition with autocracies need not be all-consuming, and there may be ways to manage the spirals of insecurity that seem inevitable to so many. The evangelists, warriors, and Cassandras agree on one thing. For better or worse, the geopolitical decisions that democracies make today will govern the future of AI as surely as the technical decisions will. Much remains in the balance, and the stakes could not be higher. Enormous data sets, massively capable algorithms, and rapidly growing computing power have lit the flames. Democracies and autocracies are together already fueling the blaze, developing AI and deploying it in peace and in war. They will try to harness the heat and smoke to their benefit, sometimes with success and sometimes courting immense risks. Their choices and the competition that ensues will determine where the new fire will bring warmth and light, and where it will burn everything to ash.